All right, everyone, time for consolation game.
Is everybody ready for diving?
Consolation game?
Yes.
What's that?
It's time for Fallout, because apparently that's the second choice.
The consolation game is the game that happens after the crying game.
Oh, nice one.
I like it.
I'm not even mad. And I'm going to take a quick sec, because both Zach and Matt burbed.
Oh. Okay.
Also, Josh. You know, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. See you in a sec.
See you, James.
You may be wondering why I've called you here.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I am wondering why you called me here. Why did you call me here?
I can't tell you yet.
Oh, God. Kevin, I don't want to die today.
It's okay. It's time to execute the plan.
Kevin, I don't want to do this.
You made a vow.
I'm not ready.
You swore an oath. I said I'd collect on that oath.
I was drunk at the time.
Oath's an oath.
What?
Nothing, man. Nothing. Nothing to worry about. I'm just gonna look over my shoulder a little more often then. That's all.
So that's how it's gonna be.
I mean, geez. Can I have at least a couple days?
24 hours.
That's, oh, geez. Okay. Okay, then. Well, I'm fucked.
I'm back.
Hey, I was just unpacking the stuff from the APC. What did we just agree to?
You're still en route.
Okay.
Why do you think we were agreeing to something?
Oh, because Nate was talking to Kevin and I thought a scene happened.
No. He was skeeving me out, alright? He was skeeving me out.
Okay. I heard you say something and give me a couple days and then you got 24 hours. I'm like, wait, what did we just agree to?
It's not important, alright? Don't worry about it.
Is this about butt destroying?
How
many
worry
butts
about
are you
going to
destroy in 24 hours,
it's,
Nate?
It's my problem.
Nate, you don't have to destroy all those butts. Sometimes you can leave a butt unwrecked.
a butt
is just a man that made a choice, Nate.
What the fuck?
You need to have some more butt empathy.
Look, I have a hard time empathizing with butts. That's all.
You gotta learn how to feel like a butt.
Sometimes you feel like a butt.
Sometimes you don't.
Anyway.
Yeah. I can't say I was impressed by you bringing up my childhood like that, James.
Clax wasn't that big a part of anyone's childhood.
Actually, that was one of the things that my sister and I did for like bonding. After we moved, we got a Sega Genesis, and so there was a period of time where we would just like spend hours almost every day playing Clax together.
It's like a weird match 3 puzzle game.
Yeah, it's.
I played it. On a Sega Games Collection, I think.
It's an incredibly difficult game, I'll just say right now.
Yeah, imagine if you took a Match 3 game and put Guitar Hero on top of it.
Yeah, basically. She was always better at it than I was.
Or, I don't know, Tetris, Match 3 Tetris, kind of?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
Because all of the tiles are descending, and you have to... put them to go in the right order, and then there's sometimes some shit you could do to cause yourself to skip some levels.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
I will not nostalgia over actually legitimately bad 90s video games.
Nah, that's good.
Yeah, you said you'd never have nostalgia for 90s video games.
But in this case, there was time for Clax.
Yes.
Through everything. Turn.
It was briefly the 90s. It was time for Clax.
What's funny is that game is actually released in 1989, apparently.
I don't. Son of a bitch. Why do they say that?
That must have started as like a Sega Master System game. Oh no, it started as an arcade game. That's what it was.
Anyway, this game instead.